Klal Yisrael is very sensitive. And the sensitivities go very deep. The Medrash in it's brought in the psich in the psichta of Esther, where it says, the pasuk says, "Vashivcha Hashem Mitzrayim ba'oniyos." Hashem will return you to Mitzrayim in ships, and that was one of the things that happened in the Churban Bayis Sheni, that massive numbers of members of Klal Yisrael, of inhabitants of Eretz Yisrael, were brought down in ships to Mitzrayim to be sold as slaves. In the seminars, one of the things they present is that historical verification of the fact that they actually brought them in ships, and pointing out how unlikely such a prediction would be because of the fact that they could have walked. If they were taking slaves, they walk, it's much easier. They weren't a naval power at the time, and it was extremely unlikely that it should happen, and yet it's documented in history, but that's irrelevant to this discussion. Om Reb Yitzchok, ba'onios, ba'aniyos mimasim tovim. That onios here is to be darshened in poverty from masim tovim. The Klal Yisrael that was brought into Golos was brought into Golos mipnei chatoeinu golinu me'artzeinu, and there was a certain anius mimaisim tevim. V'loma limitzrayim, why were they brought down to Mitzrayim like this? Shekiur v'ra yesh lo eved kishehu choizer l'rabbi horishoin. There's a kiur and a ra. We'll see what the kiur is in a moment. A kiur is something that's ugly. V'ra yesh lo eved, and bad for the Eved, that he's brought down to his original master. The Eitz Yosef here says, what's Kiyur? He says, Shekiyur v'ra yesh le'eved, Sheborach me'raboy, u'machziren oisei bal korchoy, ki yevoish me'atzmoy, v'haynu Kiyur. What is this Kiyur? He says, he ran away from this master. And he's being now returned to this master that he ran away from against his will. He's now being returned bal korcho. He's taken down as slaves to be sold as slaves. They're in captivity. It's embarrassing. There's a certain sensitivity over here that I ran away from this one and now I'm being returned. There's a certain busha that I feel that I'm being returned to the master that used to own me, and that's the cure that he's referring to, and that's why dafta to take them to Golus, into Mitzrayim, so that they should feel the pain, because they were anius mimasim tevim, they deserve this type of a punishment, and they should feel this embarrassment from themselves that they're returning to the place where they're in Eved. And I think if you just think about it, It bespeaks a very deep-rooted sensitivity. They're being taken from Eretz Yisrael. It's already a terrible busha. It's a terrible matzav they're in. They're being sold as slaves. Klal Yisrael, this free people. In a previous year, they were oilei regel to the Beis Hamikdash in the Rishalayim, and they sat there at the Mokum Ashores Hashchino, and they brought Bikurim, and they brought Korbonos, and they, you know, this, we're talking about such grandeur and glory. They're now reduced to the status of captives, and they're going down to Mitzrayim. But what's going to be, what is going to bother them most? Why Bidavka Mitzrayim? Because there's a self-embarrassment there. I was, how many years ago was it? Hundreds of years before. I was never in Mitzrayim. I was born in Eretz Yisrael. Way back, my great, 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 I don't know how many great grandfathers was a slave in Egypt, and he was freed. And now I'm going back in the context of the embarrassment, in the context of the pain, in the context of the avdus. They're the avodim la kodesh baruch hu. They're now going to be avodim la avodim, and they're being sold as slaves. But you know what's bothering me also? You know why? What's special about this? I can feel also this pain, the pain of, I was in Mitzrayim as a slave. I got out. Now I'm coming back to it. And there's a certain yevush me'atzmoy. It's not from anybody else. I don't feel any more embarrassment for the mitzvah and the people around me. They're not what's embarrassing me. But there's something, I don't even know what it is. There's something internally that, I was here once before. I wasn't here. My great-great-grandfather was here. But now I'm coming back, and there's that certain feeling. And that's kiur. That's how ugly it is that a person in the worst matzovim, being sold as a slave, being treated as dirt, being taken down, and they sold him on the dock there. They're selling him to Mitzrayim as slaves. They come from such glory. And yet I feel, oh, this is the place I was before. Not I was, but hundreds of years ago. I'm embarrassed, personally embarrassed to be here again as a slave that was once freed. And that's a pain, and that seems to be shekiu v'rayesh le'evet. That's the reason that it had to be Mitzrayim. There's a sensitivity to kovet atzmoi that's never lost. Under the worst matzovim, we find this. You hear Holocaust stories too about certain people that, despite the terrible conditions that they were exposed to, but the dakis of kovet atzmei, the dakis of midos, of nimus, of beinol mechavero, of hanhoga, that isn't lost, because the human being, the tzelem elokim, certainly the klal yisroel, has this sensitivity. But it seems that on a certain level, there's a sensitivity even in the ultimate halls of Resha. If you look at the Medrash here, where the second one, I think it is, Vayovu Amolek, Vayelochim Am Yisrael Birfidim. Mehechan bo Amolek, Omar Rab Rab Kruspedoi, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, shebo me'etzel Bilam Horosha. Where did they come from? They came from Bilam. They went to ask an etzel by Bilam. Shebo Amolek litol etzel mimenu. They went to Bilam to get an etzel. Omaloi yoidea ani shebal etzel ato. They said, Bilam, we know you're a smart man, you're a wise man, you're a bal etzel. Ve'gam bal machshovis rois, and you're also a man of evil thoughts. So you're perfect for us. This is exactly where Amolek wants to find itself. A Baal Eitzo with Machshoves Rois. What more could they ask for? Perfect for Amolek. Val Kain, Hanot Eitz Mimcha Eino Nichshol. Therefore, one who takes an Eitzo from you trip. Will not have a Michshol. Will not have a, come on, give me a word. What? A downfall. Okay. Omaloi. This is what Amalek is saying. Re'ei ma osu umozu leMitzrayim. Look at this nation, Klal Yisrael, that Mitzrayim she'osu lehem kama toivos. Mitzrayim did kama toivos to them. V'shenosnu lehem achsanya, and they gave them, they hosted them for 210 years. Umala Mitzrim she'osu lehem kama toivos osu kach. He says, and this is what they're doing to this is what these people are going to do to the Mitzrim. The Sha'ar Umais Alachas Kama V'Kama. He says that to the other Umais, they're going to do this too. In other words, Klal Yisroel, who were nene so much from Mitzrayim, and yet they went out of Mitzrayim, and they Mitzrayim had a mapola from them, and they, and so many things happened to them, and they have this negativity to them, and that's to such people who were so good to them. They gave them such achsanya. This is a terrible nation, this Klal Yisrael. If the Mitzrayim they have this negativity to the other umas, how much more so? Heich. What do you tell me to do? Give me an etzah. Omar loy Bilam. Bilam said to Amalek, Leich va'asei mohe milchoma. Go make with them milchoma, with Klal Yisrael. Vim ato oisei mohe milchoma ato yocholahem. To such an ugly people that don't appreciate the achsanya that Mitzrayim provided them, you do milchoma, you'll be matzliach. Mipnei shehem tluyim b'schusa shel Avraham Avihem. They have the schus of Avraham Avinu. That's, I don't know, maybe that's all they have. He's saying, I don't know. Afatosh hu ben benoi shel Avraham, toli b'schus shel Avraham, you go and you do milchoma to them. What interests me over here is just the taina that Amalek comes to Bilam with. Amalek, the incarnation of Rishus in the world, the battle of Klal Yisrael with Amalek is a battle that began oid bebeten imom between Yaakov and Esav and continues to this very day, as we know and as we've seen in the previous generation, and it seems it's still going on. And this is the ultimate battle between good and evil in the world. And this evil nation of Amalek that the Torah tells us, Timcha Zecha Amalek mitachas ha-shamayim, they're coming and they want an eitz against Klal Yisrael. They were asking Bilam for an eitz. They want to attack Klal Yisrael. It comes with their rishis. And they know they're going to the right place. What's their taina? Their taina was that it seems they knew, I assume, that they knew what happened in Mitzrayim. They were up on their history. They knew Klal Yisrael was in the Achsanya in Mitzrayim, unless they thought that Mitzrayim treated them royally, and you know, it's unlikely. They were there, they were Avodim, they were there for so long. And they come and they say, you know, there's a tefiyah on Klal Yisrael, that they were treated terribly. Mitzrayim, they were the Eved, they destroyed their children, they used their children for instead of bricks in the wall, and they killed their children and they beat them and they did them avodas parach and everything else. Oh, the Maisa. Klal Yisrael was Bachsanya in Mitzrayim for 210 years. So now they don't appreciate Mitzrayim. It seems like such a dakistik atvia. It seems like such a sensitivity, albeit that it was kulei rishis that they're using this. But even that a rosha should be able to chap such a sensitivity, should be able to recognize that there's a dakis, and the Torah takis machshev this and says, lois isayiv mitzri ki ger ho yisei ba'artzoi, that a Torah concept of a sensitivity that goes back previous generations because of the mitzri that we were ger ho yisei ba'artzoi hagam, it was such a rishistika experience, such a bloody experience. But it seems that even Amalek is capable of at least deharing intellectually, I don't know about feeling it, but deharing intellectually such a concept and recognizing that this is a taina. We have something on the Klal Yisrael, that they too have the awareness, intellectual, but the awareness that this dakistika hakoras hatoiv of an oppressor who hurt us and maimed us and killed us and bled us so much, but for we were there, we lived there, they were the achsanya, that they should have that sensitivity. So it seems that the sensitivities that we talk about in the more sophisticated and refined ones are not only sensitivities that Klal Yisrael has. And the first situation where they feel that busha of something which is practically removed from them by doire doires, but even in a goy, even in the lowliest, even in the capital of rishis in the world, there is a certain level of human sensitivity which is never lost.